We're on the top of Chav Tesh Omid Beis, and Baruch Hashem is a short Omid. Tana Rabbanan. Ein shonin kenach v'yontas, mishum Rabbi Papayas of Yehudim v'seira omu shonin. Shaila is re-sifting flour in the same exact grade of sifter. So Tanakhama says that you're not allowed to re-sift the flour, either because you may come to sift it the first time, or because it could have been done Erev Yontif. And Rav Papayas and Rav Yehuda Maseira say that you're allowed to re-sift the flour, since basically you're not doing anything. If the reason it's re-sifted, it just makes it a little bit easier to cook with, to bake with, or whatever. It becomes a little bit finer or separated. You're not separating anything out of it. Rashi, ain't shown in Kemach. You sifted the flour Erev Yontif, and you want to now re-sift it to make it a little bit nicer. Why? The Ef Shalom Yesma, you could have done it yesterday. Now you could have done it before Yontif, and anything that you could have done before Yontif, you can't do on Yontif. Shonin, the Lekha Tircha. And the other man, the Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, says that you're allowed to re-sift it because there's no extra Tircha. The Dover Hanirahu Shazuhi Pamshniya. And it's obvious that it's the second time that's sifting the Ainza Marakid Livor, because you can see that the flour is already sifted flour. The Shavim Shimnofal Atochan Sror Okisim Shishonim. And they both agree that if something fell into it on Yontif, so you couldn't have done it Erev Yontif, a pebble fell in, or a splinter or something, that you're allowed to re-sift it because it couldn't have been done Erev Yontif because this condition didn't exist. Tani Tana Kamed Ravina, Ein Shonin Kenach B'Yontif, Aval Nofel Tzror Okisim Borer B'Yodel. You're not allowed to re-sift flour on Yontif, but if something fell into it, you can separate it by hand. Omerle Koshkein Da'aser, Da'avale Kabor. Maisa, that's worse. If you can't be shown the Kenach on Yontif, surely you can't do something that's mamish maisa borer on Yontif either. Rashi, Tani Tanak Hamed Ravina, Ein Shonin, Bafilo Nofel Etochen Sroro Kisim, right? This means you can't do it at all, even if something fell into it on Yontif, which you couldn't have done in Erev Yontif, right? This Tana says that you can't re-sift it. Elabodik Haksomim Bahatsroro Suborim Biyodav, but you're allowed to separate them by hand. So he said, "Lamaisa, it's kolshkein da'aser. If you can't re-sift it to take out the thing, surely you can't take it out by hand. The merzi keborer, uborer av malacha he kin harkoda. Borer is the same av malacha as the av malacha as sifting. The hashon the ainu marakid. And if you just do flour a second time and there's nothing in it, that's not marakid. That's not sifting. Shari nira shakol yotzei the ain kan subin. Everything passes through the sifter and there's no psolus." So if you're not allowed to do that, surely you're not allowed to do borer. Dorash Rava Baravuna Zuti Apischud Nardo Shonin Kemach B'Yontif. So Rava Baravuna, what's it called? Darsh gave a shear that you're allowed to re-sift flour on Yontif. Omerlu Rav Nachman Puku V'Omerli La'Aba Shkila Tivoseich V'Shodi Achizri. He said, "You're not doing us any favors by paskening this, right? You can go and take your favors and throw them out on the thorns. Why? Pukhazi kamimahul to hadram benardo. Lamaisa, we hold like that anyway. You're not telling us any chidushim. Go see how much flour was re-sifted in Nardo." Rashi, la'aba lechaverai shkuli tivoseich. We're not thankful to you that you said this psak. Why? You can throw what you did and throw it onto the thorns. We already know that it's mutter, and they do it all the time in Nardo. So we don't need your psak. Rav Yosef's wife, right, used to re-sift flour, what's it called, on the back side of the sifter. She turned the sifter backwards, and it didn't sift so good. because when you sift it on the right side, there are walls that extend, and the flour stays within the sifter. When you turn it upside down, there are no walls, and the flour falls off without being sifted. Omer lo chazi da'anor rifta ma'al yisoba inan. So he told her, I want good bread, and you don't have to make the shinui. It's not necessary to make a shinui. You're allowed to re-sift the flour altogether. Divisu the Rav Ashi, nohala kimcha agave de psura. Rav Ashi's wife used to make a different kind of shinui, where she sifted on the backside of the table, or according to others, she sifted on the table itself and not into a kli, which was a small shinui, not in the way it was done, but where it was done to. Om Rav Ashi, hadi don barte de Rami bar Chama. My wife is the daughter of Rami bar Chama. But Rami bar Chama, mora de ubda havi, and Rami bar Chama was a person who was medaktik in mitzvahs. The ilav de chazi veinoshu lo havi avda. And if she didn't see it in her father's house, she wouldn't have done it like that. And therefore, even a small shinui is sufficient. And some hold that a small shinui is good even the first time around. You're allowed to sift flour as long as you make a shinui. And others hold that it's only the second time around that the shinui is really a chumrah. You don't have to make the shinui. The second time around, you're allowed to do it even without a shinui, but l'hachmir, you make a shinui. But the first time around, you can't even make a shinui.
Didn't you say earlier that it's a thing that you do for many days at a time, and that's why you don't do it on Yom?
What, regular harkada? Yeah, but here it's not considered harkada, because it's not separating anything. And if you couldn't have done it Erev Yontif, then you're allowed to make harkada on Yontif too, for flour. With a shinui. With a shinui. The first time around, for sure you need a shinui. Second time around, it's fine. No, with a shinui, it's okay. It's only the rabbanim. With a shinui, and it's tzorich yantav, it's mutter with a shinui. Okay. Rashi, mehulta nafos. Mehulta is a sifter. Hadron ben ardosh, you call him yotz oshin. Agav mehulta, bachori hanafos. She used to sift on the backside of the sifter. Kedevashanos, so to make a shinui. Rifta ma'al yisa, iatzricha l'shanos. You don't have to make a shinui. The shonin kev, but beyond the second time around, there's no malacha, it's mutter even without a shinui. And again, some rishonim learn, but the first time around is osur to do regular, but it's mutter with a shinui. Agava de Torah, achori hashulchan, sheesh lo toch, shekorin, it's a small table that has, if you turn it upside down, so you can, it has a cavity to it. The hihoi says, shona kemach ala chora bishim shinui. So she used to do it on the back side of the table. Or others hold that she do it on the table itself and not into a kli. Hadi don, zu ishti barti d'rami barchomehi. Right, my wife is the daughter of Rami Barchoma, moradu, of the medaktik mamaisa. Rami Barchoma was medaktik in my mitzvahs. And if she did it like this, Mestama, she saw it in her house. Okay. Holech other meitzel chen v'ni harogel etzlo v'omer lo tein li beitzin v'egozim v'minyan. She came derech balabais li osmoni v'sof beiso. You're allowed to go to a storekeeper that you usually buy by, so he trusts you. And you tell him, on Yontif, give me eggs and mention the number of eggs or nuts. And because people also do things without buying and selling and do them by number. Even in your own house, you mention numbers of these things as long as you don't mention the price. Tana Rabbanan, Holech Odom Eitzel Roe Harogel Etzlo. Person go to a shepherd that he knows and trusts him, and he'll give him the things on Yontif, knowing that he'll get paid there at Motzi Yontif. Va'omer lo tein li gedi echad, give me one gedi, o tle echad, one goat or one sheep. Eitzel tavach harogel etzli, go to a butcher. Va'omer lo tein li kaf achas, o yerek achas, give me one kaf or one yerek. Eitzel patum harogel etzli, va'omer lo tein li tor echad, o gozel echad, there's a bird raiser, to ask him for one bird. Eitzel nachtum harogel etzli, or to a baker, or to a chef. V'omer lo tein li kovid echad o gluska achas, kikor echad o gluska achas, give me one loaf. Beitzel chen v'ni arugel etzel, v'omer lo tein li esrim beitzim, o chamishim egozim, or to a storekeeper and ask him for 20 eggs or 50 nuts. Asor afarsikin v'chamisha rimonim v'esrog echad. Uvilvad shlo yazker lo skum mida. As long as, we'll see one second what skum mida is, that you don't ask for a total. You ask them for this and you don't total it up, and that makes now that we have 20 altogether, whatever. Reb Shim ben Elazar omer uvilvad shlo yazker lo skum nekach. You can't mention a price either. Rashi. Roez a shepherd who raises sheep and sometimes he sells them. Haragaletzlo shemitosha ragaletzlo manmino v'nosno belu pisuk damin. Since he usually buys by him or usually has connection to him, the person will believe him and give it to him without making up a price and know that he's going to get paid. Motziyant. Patum hamafatim ofos l'shem mashmin. He fattens birds. Skum mida kavo kabai. So Rashi learns skum mida is you can ask for one or two, but you can't say the weight of them or the measure of them. Once you start measuring, right, and you start mentioning a weight or a volume, that already looks like buying and selling. But if you just mention a number, that's okay. Skum nekach is domin. And skum nekach means you can't mention a price. You can't mention a measure or a price, but you can just say one or two or whatever. That's how Rashi learns. The Rabbeinu Chanana learns, Tosus brings down, the Rabbeinu Chanana learns, like what I said before, that you can't mention a total. Right? You say, give me 10, and that will be altogether that I owe you 20. That you can't do. You can't make up a sach hakol, right, a bottom line. Just mention each one separately. But the bottom line already looks like nekach u'memkar. Okay. Hadron lech ein tzodin, hadron lech ein tzodin, hadron lech ein tzodin.